City Council candidates that would like to join us. We will start with NPDES permit for mosquito control, Tom Hayworth. You want to come address us over here at the mic? Do we have roll call on this night? Oh, there is, okay. Roll call, everybody's here, I guess, as far as that goes. So, okay, Tom. Oh, you want to wait a second for Dan?
I appreciate, I guess, I'm Tom Hayworth with Mosquito Control, Adams County Mosquito Control. I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk with you tonight for just a minute. The reason I'm here is the Department of Ecology is redoing their NPDES permit, which requires, because we put product in the water, they require a national pollution discharge elimination system. And they've done it for years, probably since about 1991 with our larvicides. And we have changed to we're using biological larvicides and growth regulators that are really only affect mosquito larvae, things like that in the water. It's a lot safer. Now, this new NPDES permit, they're working on the adulticides. And they're trying to stop a lot of the spraying of adulticides. And what they're playing at this time, and that is to try and put in the permit that we cannot spray far nuisance mosquitoes, adult nuisance mosquitoes. They have to be disease-carrying mosquitoes, and it has to be more than just, we think that's the kind that has a disease. It has to be proven. It almost has to state that there is a health concern evident and right there, right now, for us to spray, which would almost try and limit us trying to spray in town, but when we get out of town, it's almost impossible to spray. And we are close enough with some ranchers and farmers within the 2 or 3 miles of town that there is a lot of water, and I'll be the first one to tell you, we do not kill all the larvae. It's almost impossible. And aerial adulticiding is one way that we can try and take care of it. And without that, it makes it really hard. And so I hopefully in your packets that you have a letter that I've addressed you that tells a little bit about what I'm talking about. And it also has a letter in there addressed to John Jennings, who is the permit writer from the Department of Ecology. When we're dealing with a state agency as big and powerful as the Department of Ecology, it's pretty hard for a mosquito district or any individual small unit to make much difference, and that's why I'm asking the City Council if they can support the letter that I've written, if they would sign it, if they would send it in. I've gone to the county commissioners to do the same. Tomorrow night I'll be in Ritzville to do the same with the City of Ritzville. I've written letters to Senator Mark Schessler and Representative Fagan and Representative Schmick to do the same thing. I also sent a letter, I've sent a letter to Kate Bruski, Brent Stenson, and I sent one to Mary Selecki, the Secretary of Health, to see if I couldn't get something. They're in a mindset almost that this is what they want to do and they're going to do it, doesn't matter how, and so we need public input. Grand County is doing similar, the same thing. Benton County, mosquito control, the same thing. The eastern part of the state of Washington is much different than Olympia and Seattle area. Much different. And any of you that's lived here a long time would probably realize that mosquitoes used to be pretty bad, and they're not as bad as they really could be. I've seen them really, really bad in places, and if we don't stop them, it's really hard. It'll be bad in town. It'll be pretty hard to stop. So So if there's questions that you would like to ask, I would be more than happy to answer, but that's basically what I'm here for, to ask for your support on this letter. Just the more people that is in, they are having a public hearing on the 9th of March, and they were going to have the final input from the public was going to be the 10th of March. They have now put it back to the 17th, 5 p.m. on the 17th. If you want to read this NPDS permit on the one letter, there's a link that you can go to. The draft is, I think 36 pages, and the fact sheet's 54, something like that. They've got a lot of words in there and a lot of stuff that doesn't mean a lot, but I know what it does is it's trying to stop me from spraying. And hopefully that we've given a benefit to the community and to the citizens of the county. And that's what we want to do. And I think if anybody has any idea about the environment, we're in it every day. Got a pretty good idea what's going on. You know, and I'm not out to hurt animals and people and stuff. I'm out to try and help it. So it's recreation and your community and everything else is good, so people can enjoy it.
Any questions for Tom?
I understand your sympathy with the Department of Ecology because we're dealing with them on a well. Like I said, it's their way or no way, it seems like sometimes. It sounds like this, they actually want somebody to get sick or possibly die first before they'll let you spray. Basically, that's what's going to happen.
Just about. That's what we've asked them. And, you know, they want birds dropping out of the air. They're talking about crows, magpies, ravens, those type of birds, because they're carriers of West Nile virus. Horses are dead end. And last year we had three horses that had West Nile virus, but no people. We did find some West Nile virus in mosquito pools that we got, but not too many. But you take the land here between here and Edson Tracks, Little Mexico, that's a bad area. You take down over the hill from Land O'Lakes, just beyond the old dikes of the McCain's. That is a bad area, and it can get really, really bad. And with the water there, the water will go back into the water, and they consider that the waters of the state. Any water on top of the ground is considered waters of the state in anybody's field. And so when water's sitting there, and they don't want you to spray it because they're afraid there will be some drift from the chemical. Another item in there is they said, we don't want you to spray nuisance mosquitoes because we're not sure what that chemical will do. It's the same chemical we use when we spray for disease-carrying mosquitoes. They said, well, it has inert ingredients in it. Well, if the end product doesn't hurt anything, what in the world is the inert ingredient going to do? We can't change the inert ingredient in the chemical. We use it as is. Most people with common sense can understand what I'm saying, but they're a little difficult.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I know we talked about this years ago of the effect what this spraying does, and I think I confronted you years ago on an issue with the bees as far as drinking water from that same area. What he was doing, or what the mosquito control was doing as far as the spraying for mosquitoes. And we were very concerned about that, and since that they reconformed a little bit as far as what type of spraying and how they went about that, because they wasn't aware of that. But on the same situation, I think it took control of the mosquitoes, and it hasn't, as I know, I don't know, maybe that's what's the matter with bees, but I don't think so. But anyway, it hasn't really affected them, and I think that we should put some bite in this back to the college or the Department of Health to help you as much as we can. They've taken the Capitol Lake over to Olympia, and they're flushing that out with salt water to get rid of their snails. So tell them that we'll bring some salt water out over, we'll flush out all of the lakes and get rid of the mosquitoes and take care of the control. But we can push the issue both ways, I think, and I think that we need to push you as much as we can to make it happen.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we're aware bees, when we're aware of that, whatever, we watch the drift where it goes. We're putting on with our truck about 3/4 of an ounce an acre.
Yeah.
Now that's pretty minute, and we're using products that is, the toxicity is well beyond most anything. Aspirin, salt, coffee, and the extent is stronger than what we're using. The way the reason this does it so well is because we break it into such fine particles, and we're after about 15 to 17 microns size to be able to get in. You can probably get several hundred on a pin, a needle of a pin. And so it's small. That's why it works as good and suspends in the air like it does. And when the sun comes out, it just about wipes it out. It takes the effectiveness of it, and that's why we try and spray as the sun's going down, so we got the night to sit, and it does a little better. Now that's why we can't spray in the daytime and when it's hot with the adulticide. So I appreciate your comments. I really do.
Any other comments or questions for Tom? Well, Tom, we do appreciate what you do out there. I like to be outside at night. And I know in the summer, even then, you still have some mosquitoes, but it's bearable easily. So we do appreciate your work. And next Monday, we'll bring this up and talk about it and vote on it. And if the council is for it, you'll be receiving a letter from us, and we'll send some to whoever they have to go to. So.
Okay, there is an address that you can send that to.
Okay.
And I think I fixed it, and it should be good enough that you could reproduce the letter and put your letterhead on it. But all that little bit does have a little bit, I think, to do with it. And all we can do is try, but I really appreciate your support. I know we take tax from the city, so we want to provide the service. If not, I'm going to change my phone number.
Thanks again. Okay, number two, the review of the Port District request for reimbursement. They have requested that we drop that from the agenda tonight. Is that okay, Mr. Council?
Mayor, their director's on vacation, and they'd like for him to be here when we discuss it.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay, City Council interviews. So if Eleanor Brodahl, Robert Guerrero, and E.R. Kelly would come up and sit at the table right here. You're on the hot seat. Watch your knees there, Eleanor. Okay, what we're going to do is we have three questions that you got to prepare for before you came. And we'll start with different people each time because there's three of you. And I'll give you up to 5 minutes per question. Okay, and you have the questions in front of you. I'll read them though also before we start. And we'll just work through the questions. And after we're done with a group of three, each one of you sharing on the one question, we'll give the council a moment to address if they have questions on what you shared. So does that sound good to everybody? Council too? And with you guys? Okay, great. That's what we'll do then. Let me get my glasses on. Question number one is, tell us about yourself and how you can be an asset to the fellow city council. ER, why don't you start on your end this time? Okay, you can be first on this one. Oh, okay.
Keeping and making a better place
you. Eleanor?
Okay.
Tell us about yourself and how you can be an asset to the Othello City Council. It's up to you.
About myself is real simple. I'm an American of Hispanic descent. I was born in Wyoming, trade family. For six generations, been working agriculture. When I was a teenager, I left my family, and I went because of family difficulties. 11 of us, five families, went to live in foster homes. I can tell you that out of the 11, I still have my family. I was fortunate, and in that family, my dad has been a mayor of his community for 35 years. My dad taught all of his children the importance of community service, just doing it and showing his children to all. So most of us have a good in our school boards, city councils, Brother Board of Adjustments here in Adams County. So we all give back and serve. I have served in the city council for 15 years in this community and different service in different areas. I have probably served in almost every committee on the council. Audit committee, hiring committee, you know, board, solid waste, and it's coming out from Family Network, which is one of my passions when we started grassroots level years ago. And it has 28 partners, and there's a lot of things that we do. But I would do a good job. I was always known to be the research at the council, and we continue that service.
Okay, thank you. And Robert?
Yes, I've been here in Othello since 1975. I served with the Department of Transportation after the Republic in 1972, and then there was an opportunity for me to transfer down here. I have a lot of family in Quincy, so I want to be close to my family. Since 1975, my wife and I have lived here for that long, and my three kids have gone through the school system here. Through all their time here, I've been involved in a lot of committees and a lot of organizations. One of the organizations that we are proud of is that I was a law enforcement for 23 years. I was a reserve deputy sheriff for 17 years. That's 6 years we were held the police department. Due to my work, I've had a lot of involvement with boards and committees through my job, to different kinds of organizations, building up organizations, recreating new policies. So my involvement with the committees and the board that I shared, one of the ones that I'm really proud of is this project that's going on right now myself. I was involved in that study. This is the phase one of that study that I was involved with. I'm really proud to see that it's coming to life, that it's coming true, and to be part of that committee to bring this to this town and being involved with it, I'm really proud of that. But I guess my ask to the council is that my experience through the boards that have been involved in committees and been here for 30 some years, being involved in the community, is my ask that I bring to the council.
Thank you. Any questions from the council? I would like to say we do really appreciate all your guys' involvement in the community. I mean, it's very important. That's what makes a community, is those that are willing to give. And it's evident on each one of your statements you made right here that each one of you is very involved in giving in this community. And that's, I wish we could put all three of you on, but unfortunately there's only one slot. So, but okay, the next question will go to Eleanor first. Why do you want to serve on the city council?
A little bit detained because my sister and my brother-in-law
Robert?
Well, one of the reasons why I serve is, first of all, I want to stay active in the community. And over my years, well, unfortunately, another board's committee that was in, and it's just kind of back away for a while. But now I've given it a lot of thought. I have, I'm involved with some other committees, but it doesn't take a lot of my time. So I want to stay active in the community. And I want to continue to serve as a daily insurance partner, police partner, I'm a public servant. And I want to better understand the governing of the city. I know how our department works. I don't want to stay for as far as budgets and that type of issues. But I also want to, I want to see what's inside. How can I help the city and continue to grow economically as it continues on forward? So my wanting to serve is that. I want to find out how government works and how I can help with my experience and what I can bring to you guys to help out.
Thank you. ER?
Why I want to be a part of the, well, I want to be a part of the council to serve this community. I've lived here since 1973. We moved here and we raised a family here and I love Othello. And I think with my background, the different diversified jobs I've had and employments, I can listen, I can learn, and I can analyze what information is given to me, and I can make a decision. Right? You know, it's sometimes tough and unpopular decision, but I can make those decisions. And I think that that's one of the main dreams of the council. Council sets policy, and council is the legislation of a city. And that's the part that I want to be into. I have studied constitutional law in college, and I have an AS degree in police science. So those little things that I picked up on the way to where I am now will really help me in these things. Aside from being mayor for 4 years, I know I can work well with the council, and with the city staff, as well with the club and public. I've pretty well worked with public all my life. And I think that certainly I can apply these skills to this particular job.
Thank you. Any questions from the council forum? Okay. We'll start with you, Bob, or Robert. What do you think are the three main issues facing Othello, and how would you help solve them?
Well, first of all, I can't solve those problems, but I can try to help. That was a good question. I really thought about that a lot. You know, it's, how can I solve it? Well, you can't solve things by ourselves. So I want to contribute to whatever my knowledge and experience to help out. The three things that I wrote down was the budget, the infrastructure, and the growth. And the budget, you know, we're dealing with a really hard economy right now. Not only the cities, the counties, the states. And Washington Department of Transportation, I can relate to some of the things that we are trying to save money on. So the budget, what I've read in your previous council meetings, doesn't look like the city's doing bad. Yeah, I think we're going in the right direction. So, but we need to maintain that. We need to maintain that goal and stay within the budget, stay with essential people, not be cutting out essential services. So I guess I want to continue with that plan that you guys have been working on. You've done a good job. The infrastructure. You know, we get a lot of calls from DOT, businesses that want to know, regarding a city, what's your traffic problem, what are these things, they depend on a lot of those things. So we have a lot of information. Any of these businesses. The infrastructure is part of that. They want to look at the infrastructure. We've got good schools, we've got cities, we've got parks. What are we lacking? What are we missing out on? Why are we not getting an industry that we need to bring in? We have through our, sometimes a lot of cities will take advantage of our services that we have from the State Department of Transportation. We have a lot of information that we can give out. But so, but you know what, it's not going to hurt to put a seat out there. You know, another thing, the infrastructure, the tourism, we have a lot of things we can do to attract businesses, you know, a lot of fishing, and the parks, we got a lot to offer. We need to continue to key on those issues. Community growth, somebody told me the other day, you know, we need to do something about our families. Something for our youth to do. But again, back to the infrastructure, is that continue to build on that, continue to grow, to attract more businesses. You know, we always thought we keep depending on these plants we have, these processing plants. You know, the economy is growing, plants are shutting down. You know, we need to rely on, you know, onto something. We need to provide more businesses in this area because those plants are not here forever. And it's going to be devastating when we lose water. So we need to think ahead. We need to start, you know, continue to build infrastructure, but at the same time, how can we grow businesses in it? The growth, again, go back to tax bases. We need to get the tax base industries. We need to promote our tourism. Explore activities for kids. So they said the other day, you know, why don't we get something? We need to get something for these kids instead of going out there getting a paint can in their hands. You know, we need to keep them active, keep them occupied. But what is that? You know, we need to brainstorm some of those ideas on how can we help our youth? They're our future for the city. So how can we help them? So, you know, growth is important. But I'm the kind of guy that brainstorms a lot of things. I've been involved in a lot of brainstorming committees that we look at things, we look at the positive things, we look at the negative things. Sometimes we overlook the negatives to the positive. We stay with the negative instead of looking past that. See, how's it going to benefit us? How's it going to benefit the city? So, you know, my ideas is, you know, continue to grow, continue to build infrastructure, and stay with our budget.
Thank you. ER? You need me to read the question again, or?
Pardon?
Do you need me to read the question again? It's a longer question.
You can.
Okay. What do you think are the three main issues facing Othello, and how would you help solve them?
Okay. I gave this a lot of thought, and I what are the issues? Specific issues, I don't know, because I'm not in your position or council position. I don't know the specifics of it. However, I do know what my interests are. One of them is in growth, the other is law enforcement, and water. I think that Columbia Basin is the
Okay, thank you, yeah.
I don't know, you people are probably, as far as I know, you're gonna do the job already.
Okay, Eleanor, you want me to read the question again, or?
No.
No? Okay.
I believe the three main issues facing Othello are all issues of adequate infrastructure. My first priority is a reconstruction of Main Street. Next, the question of the condition of our balloon system and whether the city will be required to expand the existing system or build an entirely new system. My third priority is a need for factual understanding of our water supply and the impact of service to areas outside the city limits may have for future development of the city. Solutions to these issues require a thorough assessment of funding sources, a clear understanding of what the city faces as requirements rather than options, such as a sewer and loose system and in-depth study of the capacity of our current water system and how much water we have right now to pump, right, have, how much water we have a right to pump in the future. Water is a huge thing in this area. Waste management, I worked with waste management 21 years ago on that side of the county. And that's when we started studying water. And so it's been a long time. But those are three main huge issues that the city's been working on for a few years. And we'll in fact, when you look at the budget issues, and those are big budget things on our plate for the city.
Thank you. Any questions from the council? Okay, I have a statement to read from the fourth candidate, which is Charles Garcia. He was not able to be here tonight. He had prior commitment that he could not get out of. So I'll read his statement. Did everybody get that one? Everybody get Charles's? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity to respond in writing on the said questions. I have made each response brief and informative, hopefully. I was born and raised in Othello and left in 1989 to play some college baseball. Later, I came back to Othello in 1991 to help run the family business. From 1991 through 1996, I formulated all assets of trucking business to an export business. In October of 1996, I purchased what was Garcia Transportation from my father and changed the name to GTL Enterprises Incorporated to identify the company in the export business. That year, I married Kathy Michael Garcia, who also born and raised in Othello community. Kathy and I purchased our first home in Othello. In 1997, our son Alex, 12 years old, was born, and then in 2000, son Justice, 9 years old, was born. We decided to raise our family here in Othello. For the last 8 years, I have been a part of the Othello School District Board of Directors, 4 of those as chairman. I feel that I could be an asset to the city of Othello in many ways, one of them being in the encouragement of growth in our community physically and financially. I have been fortunate to travel to many countries, cities, towns to see firsthand that Othello is a diamond in the rough with the access we have to great outdoors and its sunlight. I have seen recreational sports as baseball, softball, and soccer bring in huge revenues for many communities that don't have access to everyday sunlight. We have the access, and it is critical that we work as a city to capitalize on it. It has also been a lifelong goal of mine to help the city, the place I call home, in any way I can. I feel that I have started that with my position at the school district and with our kids here at home. I am hoping to offer any and all knowledge that I can make the city of Othello better than I found it. I am a big team person, and I feel as individuals we can only achieve as much. However, as a team, we can do greater things. The city of Othello has been facing growth, revenue, and water issues. I feel that whether we want to admit it or not, Othello is growing, and we have to be prepared to accommodate that in the future. Numbers don't lie, and our school class sizes have doubled annually. I feel we can help by keeping affordable housing on track with continuing direction of growth that has been established. Revenue and lack of it must be moved to the forefront of our priorities. We must encourage and recruit business to come to Othello, and using the theory of giving a little to get a lot, has to become our new anthem. The city is a business, and we need to use business tactics to improve it. I think outside of the box will go a long way and does not always mean it will cost a lot of money. Last but not least, water and the city, many issues with it. I can honestly say that I have not had the opportunity to stay on top of this subject. If granted this opportunity, I would like to switch my focus from the Ocala School District to the City Council and would work to educate myself in the fields where I lack knowledge. I feel that I can be an asset to the council and the community in this way. Because of prior commitment, I will be out of town until March 4th, 2010, and I am willing to answer any questions upon my return. Sincerely, Charles Garcia. Again, I'd like to say thank you to all of you for coming. We will be voting next council meeting, and we want to seat the person. If that's okay with the council, right after we vote. Is that okay? That's your call, so. And we do appreciate, again, how much you have given to the community, every one of you. Each one of you had 35 years. Eleanor on the council for 20, was it? I can't remember. 15, you know, just each one of you, ER, as mayor, all of you are fine examples of citizens in this community. And, you know, I know each one of you make a great council member up here. So I guess we'll see you next Monday and you'll find out what happens. But thanks again for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for your
service.
Okay. Okay, they're on. Okay. Committee reports. Council committee members share information. Any committee reports?
ACDC has a meeting next week. On next Thursday, we will be in Whitsville. Like I said, we'll probably carpool from here. And if anybody would like to go, we usually meet here about 5 o'clock.
Thursday? That's next week?
Yes, next week.
Okay.
I also want to say that I want to compliment Public Works. It was a very nice weekend this weekend. Took my grandkids to the park, and those new play equipment, especially the one at Kiwanis Park, that thing was packed. It was very busy, being very well used, and it was really nice to have it up there and going.
Any other committee meetings? Kip?
Centennial. We'll have a meeting this Thursday, March 4th, at 4:30, Police Department. We're probably going to have two meetings this month, but that's our regular meeting, and then I'll program another one for later on in the month here. We're getting closer every day. We think we've got everything put together, but we got a million things to do yet, and I hope we're on top of everything. This is one of our new additions. If you haven't picked this up yet, there's some over by the desk there of on this side anyway. It's our new card rack that kind of shows off a little bit of what we're doing and some of the bullet points of what we've got planned for that weekend. So it's just a good thing to put in your pocket. This meeting, we're going to try to get some timeline put to those so we know exactly on our program what we're going to do that weekend. I might add one more thing. Our brick program went very well. Thanks to Debbie. She did a lot of work on that. And thanks to Eamon for letting her have a little extra time there a few times. I know it got a little hectic in there to get all of it put together. But she did a lot of work on it and a lot of leg work, and we were able to last week the brick were here. We went through all of them, checked them all out as far as whether they were engraved right or not, and I think we found about 6 of them that had to be sent back and redone. But anyway, they're in the process of having that done, so they will be back here in time, and then Public Works is going to take it with Jay and Terry and the rest of them. We give them a good project. So if you see them out here in the front door all the time, well, that's why they're there. They're supposed to be putting those in very shortly, so I hope everything turns out great. So that's about it for the centennial.
Good. Any other committee reports? Okay, unfinished business. Mark?
Following through with our candidate interviews and selection, I believe I read somewhere where we could do an executive session to discuss the candidates, and with the consensus of the council tonight, I would like that included in next week's agenda to have an executive session before we actually go to vote.
Okay, that's what the council wants?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Okay. Any other unfinished business?
This could go either way, but a lot of discussion about water, and a representative from, and Amy, you might have to help me here. The gentleman that comes and talks to us about water and has all the charts. What
Kevin.
Organization is he with? No, the.
Oh, well, he has an independent consulting firm.
No,
but he
no,
also
no.
works with Guama.
No, not the. They
Paul?
Have the. Yeah, Paul. What's he? Who's
oh,
he?
Paul Stoker. He's the head of Guama.
Oh, that is Guama?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, you know, they got budgeted and always getting more information, and he went and talked to some students in the high school. And in talking to the students and gleaning what they told, the highlights was that they understood that he said is that, one, we're going to run out of water in Othello in 10 years, and two, a lot of it is because of the deep wells that are being drilled by the farmers and farming in the non-irrigated land, non-basin irrigated or whatever. So that'll give you something to think about if that's really true. They're apparently getting new information all the time, but that's what the kids understood him to say, and it's worth pondering, I think.
Can I add a little bit to what you're talking, Mark? I think that's why the community and Guama and everybody in Eastern Washington should get behind this Columbia Basin Extension project, make it happen before this next 10 years, because that would take care of a lot of the problem as far as pumping from that water source. And we put surface water in place of it. That way it would give us ample water as far as the underground's concerned. Just as an extra kicker.
Okay, any other unfinished business? New business? Okay. Mayor's announcements. Pool committee meeting Thursday, March 4th at City Hall at 4 o'clock. You better on that. And then staff would like to meet with Mark Spohr on Wednesday, if possible, to review the local traffic dealing with the heavy trucks and stuff coming in. Is that what I understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On Main Street and vehicle noise. So if there's anybody else interested in being at that meeting, you're sure invited. Do we have a time on that?
9:30.
Okay, so if there's anybody else interested in being there. Cooley Corridor annual fundraiser is this Saturday at 5 p.m. at Soap Lake High School. So if there's anybody interested in that one, fundraiser. And the next Wednesday is the monthly mayor's luncheon. We have invited all the mayors from Adams County, along with the commissioners and other people that have been attending. So if there's some council members that are interested in coming, you're sure welcome. That's 12 o'clock at the Senior Citizen Center. So if you're interested in being to that. Any other announcements I might be missing? No? Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
You're doing good?